One-Eye said. Something can bother these guys after all.
I'm going to go listen to their boss talk. You're in charge, but only because everybody else around here is less trustworthy than you.
Thanks a shitload, kid. You make a guy feel like he's on top of the world. Try to have something left when I get back.
Chapter 48. The vertigo hit me in the same alleyway as before, just yesterday. I remembered it as the darkness closed in. This was more of a sneaking, gentle, enveloping blackness than the thunderbolts that got me before. My thoughts scrambled, but I did recall several minimal episodes since the big blackout, just moments when I was out of my head, and I came back as soon as somebody said something. This one was stronger. Tide's hands closed on my left bicep. He spoke, but his words were sounds that had no meaning. The light faded. My knees went watery. Then there was no sensation at all. There was a place that was brighter than day, although it was daytime. Huge mirrors gathered sunlight and splashed it onto one tall, gaunt individual in black. The gaunt man stood upon a windswept parapet high above a darkening land. A scream ripped through the air. A dark rectangle slanted toward the tower from high above and far away. The gaunt figure fitted a stylized mask to its face. Its breathing increased pace, as though it needed more air to face visitors. Another scream tore the air. The gaunt man muttered, "Someday." The ragged flying carpet settled a short distance away. The masked man remained motionless, glaring at every hint of shadow around the device. The wind tugged at his robe. Three persons rode the flying carpet. One was a tiny thing, bundled in dark, stinking rags, crumbling with mildew. He was masked, too, and shook continuously. He could not control the occasional scream. He was the Howler, one of the world's oldest and most wicked sorcerers. The carpet was his creation. The gaunt man hated him. The gaunt man hated everybody. He had little love for himself. He mastered his hatreds for short periods only, entirely through the implacable exercise of will. He had a powerful will, as long as he was not threatened physically. The ragball gurgled as it stifled a scream. Howler's nearest companion was a short, skinny, filthy little man in a ragged loincloth and grubby turban. He was frightened. His name was Narayan Singh, living saint of the deceiver cult, alive only because of Howler's intercession. Long Shadow considered Singh less than a flop of buffalo dung. Nevertheless, he had potential as a tool. The reach of his cult was long and lethal. Singh's opinion of his own new ally was of no supreme importance.